the art of distraction. Such an alien being, the common octopus, extravagant appendages, nuanced intelligence, Houdini-like prowess. I've never swum in her waters, but I know them, clear, splendid, yet full of dangers. It's easy to think the sweet part will go on and on and on until, hunted by a determined shark amongst the swaying kelp, she does the strangest thing, drops to the sea floor, scoops a clutch of clamshells, and fans their curved iridescence into a ramshackle dome designed to dissemble. A perfect hall of mirrors disguise created on the fly. Studying her genius, I see something of myself in the endless improvisation. My days spent spinning plates, busy creating distractions, as though my twirling might dissuade death from looking my way too soon. See how busy, how needed I am? In truth, that same busyness is also a protection from being asked to do more. Oh, to be needed a little less, but not so little that death might consider me low-hanging fruit. The striped heft of the shark swings into view, circles round and round. We drop our crockery and swim, as though this is a game we could keep playing forever.